The idea behind the pop-up storefront is pretty simple. Get landlords to work with city officials to make space available at low or no cost to entrepreneurs who might not be able to afford the traditional urban rental prices. If the business takes off in that location, everybody wins. In a worst-case scenario, at least people walking by in the street see some activity inside. It's been successful in New Haven and many other communities, so earlier this year, Hartford jumped in.
We can use this project storefront model that's happening across the country and engage the creative industry in this way to kind of, you know, enliven our empty storefronts in the downtown.
That's Christina Newman-Scott, director of MECA, the Marketing Events and Cultural Affairs Department of the city. In their plan, iConnect would use money from a $100,000 state grant program plus $65,000 from a federal matching grant program to activate up to six spaces during 2013, including one that was meant to feature occasional broadcasts by WNPR. Four were meant to be occupied by new, creative, entrepreneurial businesses. The big step was getting commitments from city landlords.
In terms of commitments from landlords, nearly 8,000 square feet of retail space at the market rate of $25 per foot. That's nearly $200,000 per month of in-kind rent. On top of that, we give each of the people that are going in the space $2,000 to help with their outfit. It's a great program.
But it's a program that's taken much longer than planned to roll out. Newman-Scott admits that there have been hang-ups in signing contracts and legal issues with the landlords, hang-ups that pushed the start from early summer to late summer and then beyond. Jonathan Janeway runs Sweetacre Farm in Hampton. They were chosen as part of a group to start Farm Shop, an urban hub for farm fresh produce. The delays forced them to drop out of the iConnect project before ever opening.
As it kind of dragged on, and we, you know, 2 weeks and then another 2 weeks and then... And then all of a sudden it's September, and we didn't have a go-ahead on actually being in the store, and then all the infrastructure that would go into that, we pushed the time all the way back, you know, probably till the beginning of October, which is an inconvenient time to start selling farm fresh products in Connecticut.
Janeway says that he and his partners plan to pursue Farm Shop on their own terms outside the iConnect project. And the city does hope to have some good news on iConnect in the next month. Hartford Prints, a letterpress studio making artisan stationery, confirmed they have the keys to their storefront space downtown and plan to open October 11th. John Dankosky, WNPR News.